Lord Mashashiga walked into the hall. At his side was the Ronin, dressed entirely in black. The two Japanese men stood together, Mashashiga slender and every inch an athlete, and his would-be assassin, who was an inch or so taller and looked to weigh a good 50 pounds more. The Ronin looked calm and friendly, not at all like someone about to take his own life. Mashashiga clasped hands with his enemy, then went to sit on his throne. The Ronin walked barefoot onto the rectangle of cloth and knelt, shrugging off his gown so that he was effectively naked from the waist up. At a sign from the shogun, Takai Yoshimoto strutted forward, holding a dagger on a white velvet cushion, a tassel of white silk dangling from the inlaid hilt. Ryan guessed the blade was between 9 and 10 inches in length.
The Wakizashi, and the Lord himself is to act as his... What is the proper word for a man who is an assistant in a duel?
A second?
Yes, that is the word. The Lord will be the second to the Ronin and will perform the final act.
The doomed man bowed to Yoshimoto and took the dagger in both hands, laying it on the cloth in front of him, where it drew the eye like a jeweled insect.
Now he will make a short speech.
It is good to see many people here to witness my journey from life to death. I ask for prayers from my ancestors and beg forgiveness for rising against Lord Mashashiga and his house. I regret that I will no more walk through mountains and watch eagles soar and salmon leap and smell blossoms on the flowering cherry.
The Ronin turned his eyes toward the little group of foreigners.
I am honored that you four are here to watch me pay for my actions.
Sweat beaded over the man's muscular, hairless chest and shoulders. His hair was long and sleek, tied into a tight knot at the back of the head.
Now it begins.
The Ronin leaned forward and wiped his hands on the cloth, leaving a gray smudge. He picked up the dagger, looking down at it with a blank, expressionless face, his eyes seeming to stare through the polished metal into the heart of the knife. The man sat back on his heels, tautening the skin across his belly. He reached down with his left hand and touched himself, trying to locate the precise spot to make the first cut. He found it. Suddenly, he slashed down with a wakizashi, the sharp point barely brushing the skin. A bead of crimson appeared, rolling and vanishing into the folds of black cloth across the Ronin's loins.
Now it ends.
The dagger came down again, thrust into the man's stomach. The Ronin pulled the blade sharply from left to right, then up. Blood spilled from the gaping wound.
May the Lord have mercy on his soul.
Although the dying man didn't make a sound, his agony was palpable. The veins in his forehead, as well as his eyes, bulged. Ryan figured that the silence was a part of the ritual of seppuku. It was a sign of weakness and cowardly failure if he were to scream out at the agony. The man pulled the bloody dagger from his stomach, then gently lowered it to the sodden cloth in front of him. He straightened. Mashashiga shifted on his high throne, his narrow fingers playing with the hilt of his own samurai sword.
Now what?
Watch and learn.
A thread of blood wormed from the corner of the Ronin's mouth, where he'd bitten through his tongue. Now, he suddenly plunged both hands into the gaping cut across his stomach and plucked out coils of his own intestines.
Dark night.
Loops of pink, yellow, and gray, smeared with the omnipresent blood, lay in the man's lap. He sat still, looking down at them. Moving with a leisurely grace, Mashashiga rose from his chair and walked across to stand behind his dying enemy. The Ronin sat still and proud, blood pouring from the hideous gash across his belly. Mashashiga stood right behind him and leaned forward, whispering something inaudible in the man's ear. There was the slightest nod of the Ronin's head. Mashashiga raised his sword above his head. Ryan could have sworn for a few moments that the dead man's eyes continued to move after his head was severed, but that might have been a trick of the light.
Amen.
The corpse remained unnervingly still, its hands folded calmly in its lap. Stepping away from the dead Ronin, Mashashiga sheathed his sword. The shogun then stalked out of the hall, without a backward glance and without a word to anyone.